One in ten and then I'm coming back again. Yeah, bitch, considering. Yeah, you gotta give me about, it takes me about 3 days in the borders to start understanding what the fuck he wants. Well, it's been a weird year and a half or so since the last time I saw you, so I don't have to tell you that, and it's gonna get weirder, I promise. But we'll talk about that later. I do, you know, things have been strange in the States. I have been accused of being, you know, especially after this record, of being paranoid. But, you know, paranoia is, if you look at that in the dictionary, a fear with no basis in reality. And, number one, some of my worst nightmares have come through true here recently. Number two, I promise you they're fucking watching me. Get the money on it. I do think my constitutional rights have been fucked with almost constantly, and including my right to be bummed out until I get good and fucking ready to cheer up.
My old friend. in me. Baby, they never seen a colored boy before. Trapped me in the cabin days. They were a shiver, but the shiver came. I took out the link to a jacket store.
I'm never sure.
morning when the sheriff showed up at my door.
First good news I recall was 9 coal miners that went down in a mine in Pennsylvania, and they flooded out the part of the mine they were working in, filled with water. And we watched on television while every single one of them, after a while, came back up alive, which was good news. I think it's important to note that CNN had fucking nothing to do with it. It was God, and all of the members of the United Mine Workers, our coal miners union in the States, that came before them and got their heads stoved in on the picket lines. Otherwise, I promise you, there wouldn't have been any equipment to keep them breathing or any equipment to bring them back up. And this is for those guys. This is called Harlem Man.
Thank you.
Yeah. said.
Take that long
yourself, sir. Try this at home. This song came about because of my belief that we might be fighting a war against crime in my country, almost the same way we fought the war in Vietnam. And what I mean by that is it's about a body count. It's about locking people up and putting the numbers up on television to get politicians elected and to make us feel safer. And then basically the same people get meaner while they're locked up. And most of them are coming back out here with us. And so that's the problem with that logic. So an unopinionated soul that I am. I call it the truth.
Evening when the sun's low, as shadow creeps across my cell block floor, and comes to remind me what I'm in here for. No, I'm not admitting that I've done a crime. I'm only getting down to doing time. Thank you.
I know y'all probably couldn't care fucking less. We're all excited up here because there are only 4 more days to opening day of Major League Baseball. Thank you.
to the bad then men cruel untrue. Thank you. always say I had a nice sense of the weather. Muhammad, peace be upon him. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. There's no God but in my galaxy. Don't understand sometimes, man.
Thank you.
nigga wouldn't talk to me. I held out about a week and went back to Tennessee. And I thought a better warning when he climbed out of my car. Grabbed his battered suitcase and showed her his guitar. I was just jealous about the wish of well. Slip a kid of twins that it's like a weird science.
forces. Let's just get down to it.
She is probably supporting your local musician. I'll be in Ireland.
I met a little girl and I stopped to talk with friends all day. I asked a man, what's it gonna do? My hair's black and her eyes are blue. Now you're out there, you're singing a word. Thank you.
mind. But it ain't about elections. It ain't even about Christmas. Damn sure ain't about Washington. It's about heroes. My heroes. And we need heroes right now. Sometimes heroes are not don't wear armor or ride white horses, tanks. Sometimes they're just plain old folks that never forget where they came from and never forget what they believe in. Sometimes people come along from pretty modest situations. The times that they're born in make them special. We could use Woody right now. He always seemed to know how we felt. He could always write it down. And he said he hated a song that made a man feel like he didn't have a chance. Like the whole game was rigged. And that nothing was gonna be all right no how. If you close your eyes and if you sing, I don't know. Well, I'm a believer. Christmas time, Washington. Democrats rehearsed getting into gear for 4 years. Things not get worse. Republicans drink whiskey neat and thank your lucky stars. Cannot seek another term. There are no more FDRs. And I sit home in Tennessee, staring at the screen. An uneasy feeling in my chest. Come back to us now. Tear your ass from paradise. Rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now.
back in my traveling days. Somewhere I failed to find a trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. But there's killers on the highway now, and a man can't get around. So I sold my soul for wheels of rope. Now I'm stuck here in this town. So come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Tell your eyes from paradise. Rise against sunlight. If you run into Jesus, Woody, there's foxes in the hen house, cows out in the corn. Unions have been busted, the proud red banners torn. But if you listen to the radio, they tell you all is well. Ah, but you, me, Cisco, no, it's going straight to hell. Rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are going up. We cannot break our will. Come back to us, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Marching in the Selma Wild, the bells of freedom ring. Come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Tear eyes from paradise. Rise again somehow.
Batavia, Illinois, on guitar, Eric Roscoe Amber. In Nashville, Tennessee, on the bass since 1988, and he's still always late, Kelly Looney. Salem, North Carolina, on the drums, Will Rigby. On the other drum kit and various sanitation equipment, my little brother, Patrick Earl. On the keyboards and the other guitar, extra pair of hands when we need them, my oldest and tallest son, Justin Earl. Signs that you see up on the stage, we started putting them up there a while back during the tour in the States. I think at the Seattle show. And then we were in Norway the other day and all hell broke loose, and there's been a lot of talk about, you know, whether we should take them down or get something else. And meanwhile, what we've decided is I don't know what, until I find something to put in their place, they stay up. Because I still feel the same way that I did.
Valentine's Day!
It's really important, you know, my country and your country are the two countries that are in this. And I've been telling people in the States this. I know where I stand on this war, and I still feel that way. And I'll continue to feel that way, and I'll continue to say that I feel that way. But it's really important that we remember that some among us have loved ones there, and they look at it differently just because of that, and we need to be kind to each other in this process. This is going to take a while. We just might need, and I have to congratulate you with everything else that's gone on. Y'all had more people in the streets than anybody else did, and that's what it's all about, is making yourself heard. And we're probably going to have to get in the streets again before this is over with, and you'll know what time it is. Subway, the love is a long way. next song, I've been singing it as long as I've had a guitar, which is a long fucking time. Never, ever in all that time has it made as much sense to me as it does right now. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you.
you so much and good night.